Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. Vernon Jordan, executive director of the National Urban League, was shot and badly wounded early this morning in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Jordan is one of the country's most prominent civil rights leaders. The attack occurred outside a local motel soon after Jordan had addressed the Fort Wayne Urban League. He was taken to Parkview Memorial Hospital, and doctors operated on bullet wounds in the abdomen. Jordan is out of surgery now in intensive care, his condition described as critical but stable. Nobody has been arrested, but Fort Wayne Mayor Winfield Moses Jr. says an intensive search is underway.
We have 15 officers scouring the room and the location. We have sketch artists. We have ballistic experts. We're putting our very best people there to make sure that we can try to solve this crime.
So far, authorities have not determined the motive for the attack on Jordan. President Carter says he is shocked and saddened to hear about it, and he prays for a speedy and full recovery. Mr. Carter hits the campaign trail today, and we'll hear about it from Lee Thornton at the White House.
It will be the president's first all-out political excursion since he announced his candidacy for re-election last December. The target, Ohio, which holds its presidential primary next Tuesday. First stop, Columbus, where Mr. Carter will address what his organizers are sure will be a large political rally in a downtown plaza. Indications are those Carter supporters who are unable to travel to that event on their own will have plenty of help if they don't mind riding campaign buses. From that rally, Mr. Carter goes on to a $250 a person fundraiser before taking off for a speech to senior citizens and community leaders in Parma, Ohio. In Cleveland, the president will talk from the pulpit of a Baptist church, then on to an evening fundraiser at $150 per person. 12 hours after he left the White House, Mr. Carter returns, having marked an unquestionable end to the Rose Garden campaign. Lee Thornton, CBS News, the White House.
While Mr. Carter addresses the rally in downtown Columbus, Ronald Reagan will be speaking at a Republican rally six blocks away. And Mr. Carter's appearance in Cleveland will come several hours after an address there by Senator Edward Kennedy. In the text of that address, Kennedy again challenges Mr. Carter to debate him and says that if the president does so, he, Kennedy, will release his delegates from any obligation to vote for him. The convention, he says, should be at liberty to nominate him or Mr. Carter or somebody else. I'm not afraid of their decision, Kennedy says, or of their conscience. The House of Representatives today takes up the compromise proposed budget for the next fiscal year. House and Senate negotiators agreed on a total of $613.3 billion. Exactly where that money should be spent has become a matter of dispute between the conferees and President Carter, as we hear from George Herman.
The House this afternoon faces up to the problem of the budget report and the jury-rigged balance between military spending and domestic spending designed to ease the pain of the recession. President Carter yesterday threw his weight, at least partly behind, House liberal Democrats, saying the compromise budget agreement has cut deeply into programs we really need. He said he opposes the agreement. Five important House Democrats, calling themselves the Gang of Five, refused to sign the conference report. They said the House had given away too much to certain senators who insist on major defense expansion. Speaker O'Neill says he's lost some good solid people with clout in the rebellion of the Gang of Five. And the chairman of the House Budget Committee, fearing there may be no budget resolution at all, has had to seek help from Republicans. The debate has been allotted 1 hour. If the compromise is defeated, the Senate House conferees will have to try all over again to produce a budget acceptable to both houses. George Herman, CBS News, Washington.
The chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, Ernest Hollings of South Carolina, calls Mr. Carter's position on the budget hypocritical, deplorable, and outrageous. Referring to Mr. Carter's visit to the aircraft carrier Nimitz 3 days ago, Hollings says the president told the crew, "Whoopee, you're heroes, we're going to increase your pay," and then turned down a budget that included funds for a military pay increase. Said Hollings, "Mr. Carter doesn't want a balanced budget, he wants a campaign budget." The Federal Reserve Board, as of today, is reducing its discount rate for the first time since 1976, from 13% to 12%. Ray Brady in New York stresses the importance of the move.
Financial experts say the lowering of the discount rate by the Federal Reserve Board appears to be a move to ease the impact of the recession. By cutting the discount rate, the Federal Reserve makes it cheaper for banks around the nation to borrow from it. That in turn means those banks, which have been cutting their prime interest rate sharply in the past few days, now will be in a position to drop interest rates even more on the loans which they make to businesses and individuals. If it is easier and cheaper for businesses and individuals to borrow, the economy usually picks up steam and moves ahead, though it may take some time for signs of that to show up. Earlier this year, the Federal Reserve had pushed up the discount rate to 13%, and it was one of the major factors in the program to fight inflation by slowing down the economy. Now, say the financial experts, interest rates should work in reverse and act as a stimulant to the economy. Ray Brady, CBS News, New York.
Treasury Secretary G. William Miller told Congress yesterday that the slide into recession has been quite steep, but he thinks declining interest rates should help keep the downturn from being as bad as the one in 1974 and 75, and he says the worst of the recession may be behind us. There are fresh indications today that the Kremlin is eager for more East-West talks, despite the hard feelings over Afghanistan. Gordon Joseloff reports from Moscow.
The authoritative Soviet weekly journal New Times says the recent Soviet-American talks in Vienna and the Franco-Soviet summit in Warsaw should not be isolated events. It says there should be a continuation of such high-level productive dialogue between East and West. These meetings are not boxing rings or wrestling mats with an obligatory winner and loser, New Times says. They have a different purpose, to search for mutual understanding, a common language. Both sides gain from it. The magazine says the Warsaw and Vienna meetings show the importance of avoiding overblown reactions and accusations. It adds, particularly important now is any meeting, any means, any agreement that could help weaken confrontation and find a mutually acceptable settlement for stabilizing the international situation. Although no new high-level Soviet-American talks have been announced, it's believed that both sides now are seeking a mutually convenient time and place to renew them. The subject may have been discussed at a meeting several days ago here between U.S. Ambassador Thomas Watson, Jr. and Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko. Gordon Joseloff, CBS News, Moscow.
Chinese Premier Hua Guofeng this morning called for the withdrawal of American troops from South Korea, a move that he said would pave the way for reunification of the divided peninsula. Speaking at the Japanese National Press Club in Tokyo, Hua declared again that Communist North Korea has no intention of meddling in South Korea's internal affairs, which currently are in something of a turmoil. He also said China has committed itself to development of strategic nuclear weapons to break the monopoly of the superpowers, but he added emphatically that China will never be the first country to use nuclear arms in another world conflict. Washington state officials are continuing to revise upward their estimates of damage caused by the eruption of Mount St. Helens. Barry Peterson reports the latest from Portland, Oregon.
Governor Dixie Lee Ray, lobbying hard for federal money to help her state rebuild, now says damage could top $1.5 billion. Meanwhile, geologists continue to say the mountain is far from quiet, that new eruptions might come at any time. The volcano's crater has been obscured by clouds, but some scientists studying radar photos believe they see the beginning of a mud and ash dome covering the crater that would act to seal off the volcano and cut down the eruptions of steam and ash. Searchers in helicopters found no survivors nor bodies after a day of looking. And there is growing pessimism about the fate of those caught nearby when the mountain erupted. A Forest Service officer coordinating the search and rescue admitted that there is no longer any real hope of finding survivors, only of uncovering more bodies. So far, there are 21 known dead, 71 still missing. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
Groups of racially mixed young people staged a violent demonstration during the night near Cape Town, South Africa, stoning police cars and setting fire to a factory. They were angered by the killing of two students by police during a stone-throwing episode yesterday. Government officials apologized for the killings and said the victims were pawns of agitators trying to stir up racial tension. The dollar went up a bit today and gold declined slightly.
Vernon Jordan has come out of surgery and is said to be in critical but stable condition. The federal government may come into the case. I'm Richard C. Hotelet reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Vernon Jordan, shot in the back outside a motel in Fort Wayne, Indiana, early this morning, has been operated on, and the hospital says he has suffered no injury to his spinal column or to any vital organ.
bullet fragments
did penetrate his stomach. Doctors express guarded optimism for full recovery. Police say they have no suspects and no motive for the shooting. In the normal course of events, a shooting would be investigated by local authorities. In this case, however, Vernon Jordan, being president of the National Urban League and one of the senior American civil rights leaders, the FBI may enter the case under the federal civil rights statutes. Attorney General Benjamin Civiletti had this to say.
I've already spoken with Director Webster, and the FBI is participating in the investigation to determine whether or not any federal civil rights statutes have been violated, and also assisting the Fort Wayne police in any way possible to find the perpetrators of this act.
Civiletti said the special agent in charge of the FBI's Indianapolis division has been directed to take personal charge of the federal inquiry to determine if the shooting of Jordan involved the violation of any federal laws. More news after this.
If you want to save on paints that stand the test of time, now is the time to take advantage of values on True Test paints from True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you True Test Weatherall Acrylic Latex House Paint produces a breather-type finish that allows damaging moisture to escape, putting more years between you and your next paint job. Weatherall has earned the Good Housekeeping seal and is now just $10.97 a gallon during National True Test Paint Week until June the 1st, only at participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers.
Hi, I'm Nick, the supermarket manager. Well, now I'm a big TV star. Have you caught me on the tube yet? This customer is asking what she should buy to clean her bathroom. Fantastic, I tell her. And she says...
But Fantastic is my kitchen cleaner. What about my bath?
So I say, look, as fast and easy as Fantastic cleans your kitchen, it'll clean your bath. A couple of days later, she's back all smiles.
Nick, Fantastic is super in the bath.
Fantastic. What it does for your kitchen, it'll do for your bath.
It's high noon in Columbus, Ohio, and President Carter is there. Ronald Reagan is, too. They will be close to each other, but there will be no confrontation. Jim McManus is traveling with the president.
The polls say President Carter is leading here, ahead of Senator Edward Kennedy in the race for Ohio's 161 Democratic delegates. But the president is spending a long day in the nation's sixth largest state, hoping to nail down a victory that would halt Kennedy's argument that Mr. Carter cannot win the big industrial states in November. Here in Columbus, there is a more immediate contest. Ronald Reagan is here, too, for a big downtown rally at the State House, just five blocks from the Carter rally. Both sides have heavily advertised their candidates' appearances and provided free bus transportation for all who will come. The Reagan and Carter forces each hoping to show that their candidate can outdraw the other in their first appearance in the same city the same day during Campaign 80. Jim McManus, CBS News, with the Carter campaign in Columbus.
Campaigning in Cleveland, Senator Kennedy said he will free his delegates at the Democratic Convention to vote their conscience if President Carter debates him. But Mr. Carter's campaign manager, Robert Strauss, says no dice.
To tell you the truth, I've been spending more of my time worrying about the fall and Ronald Reagan. We're winding up the delegate selection process now. It'd be a little late to engage in a debate with Senator Kennedy. I don't know what it could do, what it would accomplish. It might divide things a bit more. What we really want to do is come together with Senator Kennedy and the people who support Senator Kennedy and go about the business of defeating Ronald Reagan in the fall.
Stocks and other news after this.
And now, Cava Music, that bright and melodious sound that reminds us Cava fans of our favorite, Cava Instant Coffee. It's the only coffee that's 90% acid neutralized. Cava tastes less bitter, so it feels lots better. You get smooth and friendly coffee, cup after delicious cup. And that's music to the ears of us friends who are sometimes bothered by ordinary coffee. So switch to 90% acid neutralized Cava Instant Coffee. Tastes less bitter, feels lots better. Now you can buy your dog or cat insurance against fleas and ticks for 5 months and protect your home and family too. Just get your pet the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar, the first collar to kill fleas and ticks for 5 months, a full 5 months of effective protection. And the Hearts collar's fast-acting odorless ingredients won't vaporize, stays on your pet, keeps working even if the collar gets wet. Put the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar on your dog or cat now. Kills fleas and ticks for 5 months.
The compromise 1981 budget is due to reach the House floor late today. President Carter denounced the $613 billion spending plan for being too generous to the military and too stingy on social programs. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, testifying before Congress, publicly broke with the president today and supported the 1981 defense budget. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average down 3.32, volume 17.5 million shares. The industrials stand at 857. Richard C. Hottle at CBS News.
Vernon Jordan, one of the leaders in the black civil rights movement, was shot and seriously wounded in a motel parking lot about 2 o'clock this morning. But he is expected to recover. Don Webster reports from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Late today, Jordan was reported still in critical condition, but hospital authorities said his condition is stable, and that's a good sign. The 44-year-old National Urban League director probably will survive. Meanwhile, police have made no arrests and at last report had no major suspects. They did find two shells at the scene of the shooting, but both who did it and the motive haven't been determined. The attack occurred at 2 this morning. Jordan had attended a local Urban League meeting, then visited the home of an Urban League officer. He was being driven back to his motel and was shot in the back as he left the car. Fort Wayne has a population of about 12% black, but it's a quiet city, no record of racial violence. Fort Wayne's mayor said he hopes the attack was not racially motivated. He and some other black leaders who came here urged the public to remain calm. Don Webster, CBS News, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
FBI agents have been cooperating with local authorities from the beginning of the investigation. Fred Graham reports on their activity.
The FBI initially went to Fort Wayne to see if there was any information to suggest that Jordan was shot for racial reasons, and thus his federal civil rights could have been violated. After his men had been on the scene for a few hours, FBI Director William Webster announced that he had ordered a full investigation of a possible civil rights violation. He said this was done based on information developed at the scene of the shooting, but he declined to reveal the evidence that indicated a possible racial motive. Other sources reported that Jordan had been shot with one bullet that hit a fence or some other obstruction before it reached him and split in two, with both halves plowing into his stomach, evidence that could suggest the work of a sniper. Also, the woman with Jordan, a white Urban League volunteer, said they had been heckled by a car full of white men shortly before the shooting occurred. 8 FBI agents are on the scene now, and 20 are expected to be there by tomorrow morning. Fred Graham, CBS News, Washington.
More news after this.
This weekend, we hope you'll save gasoline 55 miles an hour on the interstate highways. And when you travel, save gasoline by stopping at Stuckey's. How? By making an all-in-one stop. Yes, at Stuckey's, you can stop for gasoline, great food, and clean, sparkling restrooms all at one time. So save gasoline and take a break and grab a bite at Stuckey's. You'll eat it up.
Take a break.
President Carter set out on his first official campaign trip, a journey into Ohio, where he hopes to win big in the windup of the primary season next Tuesday. Jim McManus reports.
President Carter clearly struck his campaign 80 theme in Columbus and here in Cleveland, telling a street crowd of some 10,000 in Ohio's capital city he came to set the record straight, to talk sense to the American people, claiming that his administration has, in his words, turned the tide against the nation's energy problems, against inflation, against drift in military preparedness, and disunity in foreign policy. The president's 11th hour charge into Ohio is aimed at destroying Senator Edward Kennedy's argument that Mr. Carter cannot carry the vital northern industrial states in November. The president is leading in Ohio polls, and Democratic Party officials here already pledged to the Carter-Mondale ticket say the president will win. But even the prospect of Kennedy victories in next Tuesday's Big Three primaries in California, New Jersey, and Ohio still worries Carter supporters, who concede that type of political sweep would give powerful support to the Massachusetts senator's claim that the Democratic convention should be opened up for a possible alternative to Jimmy Carter. Jim McManus, CBS News, with the Carter campaign in Cleveland.
Senator Kennedy was also campaigning in Ohio today, and he was pressing hard on a familiar issue, a debate with President Carter.
Today, I again challenge Mr. Carter to debate. And I challenge him to debate at any place, at any time in the next 5 days, so that the issues can be resolved in the June 3rd primaries. But if he continues to run for re-election by running from the public dialogue, I will ask the Democratic voters to send Jimmy Carter a clear message on June 3rd that a candidate who will not debate is a candidate who should not be nominated.
Kennedy interrupted his campaign schedule to go to Fort Wayne to visit Vernon Jordan in the hospital. More news when the World Tonight continues.
If your house is too hot, if your house is too cold, well, maybe it's a house, but it's hardly a home. And if that fits your description, we've got the prescription. Call your GE Climate Doctors. We've got the cure. We are the experts. We'll check out your house for free. We've got heating and cooling that'll save you energy.
Think it hurts to pay for central heating and cooling? See your participating GE Climate Doctor. He'll give you a free diagnosis and prescribe just the right General Electric system for your home. He's got many energy-saving systems you can choose from. So call your Climate Doctor, your GE dealer, in the yellow pages under air conditioning equipment. He's got the cure for painful heating and cooling costs.
Call your GE Climate Doctors. We've got the cure. Call your GE Climate Doctors.
Electric. We bring good things to life.
It's raining in Paris, and it may rain tomorrow, but that isn't what's really bothering French officials tonight. Pope John Paul II is arriving tomorrow, and they're afraid the crowds won't be big enough, and the French reputation for hospitality will be tarnished. Mike Landers has more on the story.
Church and government leaders here are going all out to make a success of this first papal visit to overwhelmingly Catholic France in 176 years. Along the Champs-Élysées and in the many large Paris squares where the Pope will appear, there are hundreds of red, white, and blue French flags flying alongside the yellow and white colors of the Vatican. French radio and television have scheduled live coverage of much of the Pope's agenda, which includes religious services at the Notre Dame Cathedral in the heart of Paris, plus a brief trip to Normandy in northern France before the Pope goes home to the Vatican on Monday. The logistical and security arrangements for this papal visit are said to be unprecedented in France. 15,000 French gendarmes and riot police are scheduled to be on hand in Paris this weekend. Authorities had expected several million visitors from the French provinces to jam Paris to see the Pope, but reports from the countryside in the past few days tell of dozens of special trains and buses chartered for the pilgrimage to Paris being canceled because of lack of interest. Michael Landers, CBS News, Paris.
The Wall Street Report in a moment.
The dollar seems to buy less and less every day, so people are seeking out the best buys they can find. Traditionally, they've come to State Farm for good, low-cost homeowners insurance. And now, when times are tough on the family budget, they're still coming to State Farm. The price is there, the service is there, and people know it. Check the Yellow Pages for the State Farm agent nearest you.
And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Call 1-800-528-1234. Best Western.
You can call Best Western any day or night.
We'll get you a room. Just right.
Round the world, lodging for you when you want Best Western. Here's all you do.
Call 1-800-528-1234. Best Western, 1-800.
Stocks down sharply on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrials closed around 846, down 14.07. The average price per share down 45 cents on the New York Exchange. Volume, 42 million shares. Average price down 36 cents on the American. Wall Street on this World Tonight.